Hi, welcome back to Bake the Podcast with me, Aisha Baker. Okay, welcome to my podcast, guys.
Thanks for having us, Aish.
So these are my girlfriends. We actually, you know what? I don't like sharing people I'm friends with online. Do you know that? Because I just feel like it ruins the friendship, because then everybody wants to know everything about my friends.
You're right.
But anyway, Shazan. Shazan looks like a movie director today. In a dad act. Shazan.
I am a dad.
What do you do, Shazan?
I am a wizard.
You are a wizard and a warlock.
Witchcraft and wizardry. Now I'm a photographer.
Okay. And we work together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dash. We also work together, actually.
Yeah. Colleagues.
Yeah, colleagues. Tash, you are a hairstylist. Yes. Now, what? Say it in the mic, girl.
I'm a hairstylist.
Work that yellow mic. Yeah, and I just wanted to have you guys on the podcast because I feel like our group chat is so lit and like I wanted to record the conversation. Yeah, which is group chat, which is of Cape Town. Because he's super into like our magic and stuff. So I don't know. You guys seem so shy. What should we do? An icebreaker.
Okay. What's the icebreaker?
I don't know. What should we do? Just giggle.
Let's just read out our screenshots and then I think that's
oh my God. Okay. So let's tell people a bit about like our chats and what we talk about. What are we obsessed with?
I think we talk about our journeys a lot and yeah. about like what we're experiencing and what we go through in terms of our spiritual journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the female experience almost.
And about how women are just like
the best.
Yeah, basically. I don't want to sound like a
fucking raging feminist.
Like yeah, I don't want to sound like that, but yeah. like...
We are all feminists,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, we definitely are.
That's the dopest thing. Yeah. I love that... I don't know if you guys have had this before. Like, I love having like almost like a sisterhood or like a girls club or whatever where women just support each other, because I do feel like we are the more advanced gender.
No, literally.
No, like, I'm not even going to be shy about it. I just really feel that way.
I don't know if this is correct, but the frontal lobe or something only develops at, like, 40.
Oh.
That makes so much sense.
Like, operating on one brain cell. We out here, like...
We're also scientists and neurologists.
And also, like, we know everything, so...
Totes. So let's talk a bit about like our journeys and what like you gravitate towards. So lately we've been like super into magic, I think all of us. Why are you getting shy? Tash is getting so shy when I say the word magic.
But easy was me always.
Yes, yeah. It is
when you guys speak about magic.
Mm-hmm. What makes you uncomfortable about magic?
No, nothing makes me uncomfortable about it. It's just
Tash literally got scared when I used to say, talk about my demon.
Your demon.
She was like, no, please.
Let's talk about your demon. Let's describe the demon.
I say demon because it's like my ego.
Yeah.
And like a side of me that is a darker side, which I think we all have.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time we like try to pretend that it's not there.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we have to incorporate that and learn how to nurture our shadow selves.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's like, that's our trauma, that's our ego, and it's never going to just disappear.
Yeah.
So that's why I always like
so
refer
to it.
So
how do you incorporate your demon or like your shadow self, your ego, into your daily life, would you say?
I think...
Because you've got two kids, you're yeah. married, you own your own business. Mm-hmm. Like there's many ways that can show up.
I feel like for me, like, because I operate from a very masculine energy.
Yeah.
Because I have a business, I'm very career driven, and I feel like that is quite a masculine thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And to kind of learn how to soften that type of energy. Like yeah. to balance it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why like I would like say my demon, because I was always like, my ego was always like, in the forefront. So yeah, you have to like, well, what I did was learn how to nurture the darker side, yeah, almost as if it's like a child, like, yeah, you know, like as if, you know how you would want somebody to treat you when you're not in a good space or you showing a side of you that is not like the best side, like, you, yeah, know, yeah, you would treat your shadow self like that, like,
or like your kid when they're having a tantrum, yeah,
like be yourself, gentle, yes, mm, be gentle, like don't try and pretend that it's not there,
yeah, or judge it, I guess,
yeah, like, yeah, don't be like,
we're so used to judging that side of us, like, I feel for me it's almost like, and maybe that's why I used to get uncomfortable with that demon, my demon, is because I never really
welcomed it, yeah,
and now I'm like, I understand that narrative because it is a part of you, yeah, it exists, and you kind of have to embrace it to work with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then be gentle to it.
Before you need like a exorcism. Like, don't let it get to that point. You, yes, know what I mean?
Yes.
Guys, also don't take me like seriously. Like a lot of the stuff I say is like, what do you call it? Metaphorical.
Yeah, it's metaphorical.
Yeah.
I just feel like I haven't even
unpacked
that's part of myself yet. Mm-hmm. I'm still like, mm-hmm, in the beginning of my journey where, mm-hmm, I'm like discovering that I'm multifaceted, and I think my whole life I was always trying to be hyper feminine, mm-hmm, so like my grandmother has a very masculine energy and she like raised us, and her whole thing was like a girl should be like this, mm-hmm, so it's because she didn't like herself, and I'm only realizing this now as an adult. She never liked the way she was, and she was a strong woman. She wanted to be more of like a soft little flower. Mm. So she always like, with my girl cousin, she'd be like, this is how women must behave. Like, you talk softly, you sit nicely in the corner, and you put your hands on your lap and whatever. So yeah, I was always like ashamed to have a masculine energy in certain instances. And I do have that, like, I know we always joke about this, the princess energy, where I'm like, somebody help me, I can't do this myself. Like, I have that.
No,
vibe.
And you know, men love that shit. Like, yeah, they like do, to come in and save the day.
No, that's why men love me.
No,
so the moment you like dance on the stress
and you're like, excuse me.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, I think I flipped on my husband because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just a delicate flower. And I came in, you're like, what's up?
You're a demon, are you? He's like, what do I do with this demon?
He's like, who are you?
And Ash is like, what demon?
Demon? No, I'm like still learning to like navigate that space. And there is a lot of shame attached to like being the darker self, because I do try to like people please. And like, when I get into that mode, I'm like, I want to hide. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's about like honoring both sides of yourself, the angel and the demon, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
Or the fairy and the what?
The goblin.
It's a goblin, yeah. Fairy and the goblin. The toad and the princess.
Yeah.
You got to honor both sides of yourself. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, definitely. And I think that, like, our darker sides is a lot more intricate because it's, like, layers of our own trauma and, like, ancestral trauma and, like, a lot of stuff. And it's, like, a never-ending, like, thing to, like, work through. It's, like, shadow work.
Yeah.
And, like, our light and our light side, like, that's what we walk around showing to people, like on the surface.
Yeah.
So who sees your guys, Dash? Who sees your shadow self?
Definitely my kids.
I was gonna say, oh, I know. No. Your kids.
They
eh?
See me go from 0 to 100 in seconds.
Yeah, because as your friends, we see your best side most of the time. I've actually not seen your dark side. I don't think.
Oh, no, you have.
No, man, you guys have.
I mean, I've witnessed it, but I've not been a victim of it.
No, definitely not.
A victim of it.
I can't remember who I said this to in the week. Was it to you? We were driving and I said, I feel like whoever you are with the people in between your four walls, that's who you are.
That's
so hectic. So whoever you are with those people, that's who you truly are.
Yeah, I think
are.
You said that to me.
And I said, like, we give the best of ourselves to everyone on the outside, and we give the not the worst of ourselves, but then we give that the shadow self.
Yeah. Like, because we're comfortable.
That trauma itself to those people.
Actually, Khalid's OT lady also said that to me, like, because I was complaining about him having so many tantrums and his moodiness. And then she said, like, it's actually an honor that he'll showcase this to you because he feels so comfortable with you. He's showcasing all of himself, not just the nice, like, cute parts of himself. And yeah, I think, like, you're definitely right. For me, it extends a bit into, like, my extended family as well. Is your sister and your brother your extended family?
No. That's immediate.
Oh.
No.
I don't know English.
You're married, then maybe...
but you're right. I would agree to that. That it does extend to your immediate family.
Yeah, like to your parents and your siblings and possibly their partners. And then, your family inside your home, like your husband, your partner, kids, whatever. They get to see, like, your dark side. Like, for me...
it depends if you, like... the type of person that, like, if you're having a bad day and then you go home and, like, the people you feel comfortable with, you're like, I'm gonna project that onto you without processing it yourself first and be like, let me do something that's gonna release this energy.
How do you process a bad day? Well, what does a bad day look like for you guys? Let's unpack that.
If I just have, like, a lot of shit that's happening, like, with work and stuff like that, that usually stresses me out. That's the main thing. And I'd usually, like, come home, first get in a bath and just try to, like, breathe and just release whatever I'm thinking in my mind. And then, like, it's just about first, like, getting yourself alone and being like, let me just breathe. Let me just see how I'm feeling, what's going on in my head before I interact with people.
Checking in with yourself.
Or you can just say to someone, like, I've had a bad day. Like, that's the first thing.
Now, you know what I do? I eat. So bad. I literally eat. I'm like a binge eater.
Is that the first thing you do?
Like, if I have a fucking terrible day, then I'll be like, fridge. Cupboard. Fridge. Cupboard. Like, I'm like, let me forget everything that I can find. That's what happened yesterday, actually. And I need to learn how to, like,
chill.
Do it positively. What do you do?
I think I get angry.
Tash, you're so good at this.
I get angry.
Immediately.
If I'm having a bad day, any little thing will trip me up with my boys.
Oh.
That's me.
I was talking about
day.
The eating thing.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
No, like, she eats so healthy. Like you said, what do you do? Because you were talking about, like, going to the fridge.
Yeah, that's me.
I don't eat.
And when you rage, like a rage bomb, like go like mental.
Yes, I do.
So, I used to do that.
Really? I think I'm a lot better now compared to how I used to be, but small things still trip me up if I'm having a bad day. But what I'm doing now, practicing, is just putting space between whatever's happened and being reactive to that thing. And then, like, talking to myself, like, you guys know we call it staff meetings. So I'll have a staff meeting.
I'll have a staff meeting.
Just to decompress and then come back and then I'm better. And I guess for me, I observe things more now. Whereas before, I'd literally just go in and I'd be on autopilot, which means...
Rage. Yeah.
And that's my... Like, they say you always have your home and anger used to be my home.
I think guilt is my home. What's your home? Well, used to be. I've been working on it.
I think I used to be very reactive.
Okay. Like defensive almost.
Defensive and just reactive. So if I would be sitting talking and something would penetrate through my aura and it's like, I'm going to actually like process it and then get triggered by it. Yeah. Whereas now it's like, if you're observing things, you don't need to take everything into your...
Like, don't judge it, just leave
it.
Yeah,
just let it be there and let it pass. Like, that's why, like, I'll say, like, I would react to everything, but now just be like, do I need to react to this or maybe
like,
not?
Have a conversation with yourself. For me, guilt is like my resting place. Like, I feel automatically guilty about every fucking thing. Like, it can be like a work thing and I'll be like, I feel guilty that... For example, if I go to the gym in the morning, I'm like, I feel guilty that I'm at the gym and Taylor's at the office. Like, what the hell? Like, she didn't even ask me to feel guilty, but I really
feel guilty. So you don't give yourself, like, that permission to
I'm working
actually,
on that.
Like, put yourself first.
Totally. Yeah. Like, that's my major thing now, especially with having the second child, is that I need to find that space of, like, not feeling guilty and it's not even mom guilt. It's just like general guilt. Yeah. I need to like work through that because it like that's my trigger. Like
or your emotional home.
Yeah, my emotional home. And then something will trigger me in that space.
Yes.
Like, and then I'll...
But I think maybe that's like your shared self. That's like feeling guilty.
Yeah.
And then it's like you basically need to say to yourself like, you deserve this.
Yeah.
You actually deserve it because nobody else is going to actually tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, so you like have to give yourself those little...
But how hectic is it that like no one teaches you this? Like, there's no one gives you this life skill.
Mm. Yeah. Like, there's so many books though. And like
what books do you read? I hate reading books.
I read A New Earth.
Okay.
That's Deepak, a brilliant read.
Is it Deepak or Eckhart?
Eckhart.
Eckhart. Eckhart. Eckhart.
Eckhart Tolle. And
Tolle. I was always going to say that.
Tolle.
I'm
telling you. No,
I'm
It's what?
Tolle. No, please. I can't
No, say no, no. We don't do that here.
We're not saying that word.
Let's call him by his first name.
Eckhart.
I read that A New Earth and The Power of Now.
Okay.
You what also else? Read How to Do the Work by the Holistic Psychologist.
I literally stole that book.
Did you read it? I've not read it. I got it for my birthday in June. I haven't read it yet.
It's so good. It's all about your nervous system. And
is it?
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the takeaways? What are you reading?
No, I'm also reading...
Let's start a book club.
Okay.
Except you guys read the books and tell me what's in it.
That's amazing.
Our audiobook.
What's it called? I just said it now. Oh, How to Do the Work by the Holistic Psychologist. Yeah. What's I'm her only name like again, two chapters in, I think.
Dr.
Nicole.
Dr. Thrapple.
Guys, I'm joking. Actually, I'm not because it's a fact.
Well, she just came out and she's having a thrapple.
Wait, what's her name?
Dr. Nicole LaPerla.
Is that really
is
a name?
Is that
the
name?
No, no, no. Yes. Holistic psychologist. That's how I know her.
Yeah.
Like,
is
literally...
Is her name LaPerla?
Yes.
Wow, what a sexy
name. I didn't even know that's her name.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, holistic psychologist.
Yeah.
Same. I need to read this book.
Do you know what? I also learned a lot from, like, quotes on Instagram, like, following these spiritual accounts.
I'm so much a fan of, like, spiritual... Like, I think there's one called Spirit Sisterhood or something.
Mm.
Like, I love these accounts. I feel like I'm a bite-sized information person. I can't read a book. It's too boring.
Like, just give me info now that I can use immediately.
Yeah, like, I need to digest, like, a small bit of information. I can read a book over, like, 2 years. Mm. Like, I can't...
But the
mind.
Quote can just, like, give you that instant, like...
Yeah.
Like, feeling of, like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it like, resonates. I feel seen. Yeah. I feel seen and heard. What was the other thing I wanted to talk about... our conversations can literally go on for years. Oh, we went to talk about our triggers. Like, what's your trigger? Like, what triggers you in your daily life?
Like muggles.
Muggles. Yeah, people who don't get it. That is actually
true. Non-magical people. That
non-spiritual
are just like,
people.
Yeah, I guess for me it's like... this is hard to say because... Like people who almost put up a facade all the time.
Okay.
And I think that is triggering for me because it takes me so away from who I am or where I'm at on my journey. And I think, like, wait, I'm trying to get to...
Your train of thought is going.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when I say like it will throw my energy off, man.
Yeah.
Like it, you absorb the energy. But that's part of being an empath and you know that that's what you are.
Yeah. So I guess for me it's just like when I have to be around individuals like that or situations like that, I think that's hard for me.
Yeah.
That's triggering.
Like holding that space
for because I feel like then I'm not being
like
true.
Your inner child is like screaming.
Screaming and I'm not being true to myself and then valuing myself or... just standing up for myself in that way.
Yeah.
By being like, oh, this doesn't serve me or work for me. Being in a space that doesn't work for me, I think that's triggering.
Yeah. For me, I get really triggered when people underestimate me. It like puts me into like overdrive. Like I literally have to then prove them wrong.
Yeah.
I'm also like over toxic. I'm low-key toxic. Like if someone recently underestimated the fact that I knew that they were like... swindling me out of money and I was like, this fucking person is going to see the dark side of me.
Demon activated
demon activated and I was like, but actually my demon's very hard working. That gives you work.
No.
I like her. I love my demon. Everything we have achieved is from the demonic side.
No, that demon's like, I do everything. Let people do nothing.
Literally, that's me. Literally, that is so me because I literally do everything. I do fucking everything. It's my toxic side. I just want to laugh. Yeah, so for me, that's some of my triggers that I'm working on. And like, I think we're giving people some really good advice here, but we're not sharing our toolkit.
Yeah.
So for me, my toolkit is definitely like, I went back to the basics recently and I just saw like hydrating, drinking water. Like, how often do you check in with yourself and make sure that you're drinking water? Firstly, that's like regulates your nervous system. And then bathing. I know you guys are into bathing, also super into bathing.
Yeah.
And salt bath specifically. And then I love journaling on my phone, like not in a book, or meditating. I can literally meditate for like 3 minutes and then I'm like bored as hell.
Really?
Yeah. I can't. Can you meditate for long? Like how long?
I just like for like an hour and I would like fall asleep. I'd be so relaxed.
Really?
I can't do more than 10 minutes. I've never done more than 10 minutes.
I think the breath work makes you super like, it relaxes me to a point where I can actually sleep.
With breath work, yes.
But I only do it when I know I can actually take a nap. Because otherwise I'm like...
You probably just sleep.
Mm.
Yeah, like I don't want to like meditate and then go back into my...
Into the zone, yeah.
Mm.
So besides meditation, what else do you do? Salt bath?
I don't do salt baths.
Really?
Mm-mm.
What do you do? Just
not good for a demon.
No, I don't do salt and sage. And garlic. And also like, let's stop it. I don't want people to come for me.
Like. I don't like sage. I like Palo Santo. Have you used it? The stick. So
I think I would use sage. My mom uses sage all the time.
Yeah.
But
I don't like
for
the
me,
smell of sage.
Yeah. Yeah. For me personally, I light candles. Like lighting is a big thing for me.
Yeah, we like, know this. You're a lighting wizard.
Yeah, like
even in your work,
even in my work, everything's about lighting. But like my room needs to be dark.
Okay,
it just relaxes me, and that's why when I bath, I just bath with like a candle. Like that kind of like zens me out.
Yeah,
like my eyes like candles. Too busy. Like I don't want to like
see
that.
Shit.
Mm.
Yeah, and no sage for you. And you, sweetie, you love sage.
Yeah, I just burned sage last night.
This
when
one
she
is,
was at
is
my place.
Holy Spirit activated. Holy Spirit activated.
No, but I think for me, salt baths I do more now than before. Before I used to do it like when I have a gap, but now I prioritize it. And then I do take some time out for myself, even if it's like 5 minutes in the evening, just to sit and decompress from my day and like think of the things that I'm grateful for. And I always start my day with gratitude. No, and that's like driving in the car, taking the kids to school, having a conversation with myself. And then also journaling. I love journaling on my phone. I found that whenever I'm triggered in situations that arise, I'll just journal on my phone and I literally feel better. I've sent it to you guys before.
Yeah.
My journal entries even.
Yeah.
Into
I
the
post
group
my journal
chat.
Entries as captions on Instagram. And then it's sponsored by brands.
Oh my God.
Toxic. You're like, do you know what to say in this caption? My journal.
Go into the depths of mine.
No, but that's good because I guess it's like when you're vulnerable, there's power in that.
Yes, there's power in vulnerability.
And we'll always connect to vulnerability.
Yeah.
And the other thing for me is definitely being at the ocean.
Oh,
nothing
yes.
like being at the ocean grounds me and makes me feel like refreshed and revived and just zen.
I feel like you love essential oils also, isn't that?
I've put that in the salt bath.
Oh, okay.
As well.
So
yeah.
Your salt bath, lavender, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I use Roman chamomile. And lavender.
Yum. I bought ylang ylang.
Well, it also depends what my budget can afford.
Yeah.
Because when I'm shopping for essential oils, I'm like, this bottle's like 290 rand. Like, no, we're not doing that this month. We're doing something else.
We just
lavender's always the cheapest one. So I always have lavender.
And Robertson Epsom salts. Shout out. That's so cheap.
I think I need to try this Epsom.
No, it's the best because it removes toxin from the body as well.
Even if you feel sick, like you literally have an Epsom salt bath, I use it when I had mastitis.
Yeah.
Put it in the bath. It was amazing. I threw out everything. We're getting told to wrap up.
Nobody tells us when to wrap up.
Oh, demons are. Okay, well, closing statements, ladies. Closing statements for the rest of the coven.
I think that for me, it's like, just wake up and decide, like, are you going to choose violence? Or,
yeah.
Or are you going to choose your higher self?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my gosh, it. That's so beautiful.
What? Choosing violence.
I love both. I love violence and my higher self. I think the big takeaway from this conversation, because we didn't plan it going into it. For me, I don't know about you guys, the big takeaway here is like just like owning who you are in the entirety, like both your shadow self and your authentic self, if that's the two. Owning both those individuals and like honoring them in different ways. That's what I'm taking away from this.
Yes.
It's like I'm learning even from you guys every day. It's like getting to know yourself on a level where you understand the dark side.
And you actually be forgiving and gentle and be like, it's okay.
Yeah. Mm. That's the thing that you guys remind me of all the time. Like being more gentle. Because, you know, it just pissed me off when people would be like, be gentle with yourself. I'm like, no, I will not be gentle with myself. I will not do that. But now I know what that means. Being gentle with yourself means like just letting yourself, not judging where you're at so harshly.
Yeah.
And trying so hard to like do the work and like get out of that space. Like just like be in it for a bit.
Yeah.
I think for me is being able to hold space and firstly being able to hold that space for myself before I hold it for others, because before I was able to hold space for others and never hold space for myself. And I feel like that's been a big learning on this journey, and even in this friendship is how to hold space for each other.
And saying when you need someone to hold space for you.
Which I also battled with.
How was that?
Mm-hmm. That was like, how?
You're like the strongest member of this pack.
No, guys. Yeah,
you are.
Oh, it's good choice. You're the strongest.
You're
the lead witch.
But you are. I feel
very sensitive, though.
Mm.
Yeah. But you.
But I think that's also a good thing now.
Mm.
It wasn't before, but.
Yeah.
Damn.
The end.
We were vibing. The energy was flowing there. Okay, thank you so much for being. Do you guys want me to plug your Instagram account? Are you happy?
You can.
I forgot why we're here. You can follow these beautiful ladies' businesses on Instagram if you want to support them. Shazan's at Shazan Photography and Tash is at Main Studio. Go and have your hair did, ladies, and get your photo taken.
Yes, queen.
And always follow me wherever I am in the world. I'm not going to even shout myself out. Thank you guys for being here. I love
thank
you so
you
much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you
for
letting
so
me
much.
Pump my milk just before this.
I love that. Can I taste it?
This is a POC podcast
powered by Blue Blood.